Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Nazir, daf Lamed Ches. We left off daf Lamed Zayin, Amud Beis, on the last skinny line, right before the lines get wide, four lines up from the bottom of the Amud. Today's shir, sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, Lila Nishmas, his mother, Golda Bas Simcha, Alea Shalom. So today we are going to cover really three primary topics. First, we're going to continue the discussion or finish off the discussion that we were very much involved in yesterday. Yesterday's discussion was all about what we learned from the word Mishras, whether it's the principle of Heter Mitzarif Le'Isser or whether it's the principle of Tam Ke'Iker. So we saw that whole machlokas between Rabbi Kiva and the Chachamim, and we're going to talk today about how, according to the Man Yamar, who learns that Heter Mitzarif Le'Isser from the word Mishras, which is Rabbi Akiva, because you'll recall that Rabbi Akiva learns the principle of Tam Ke'Iker from Geulei Ovde Kachavim, because he holds that Geulei Ovde Kachavim is not a Chiddush, and therefore you could learn from Geulei Ovde Kachavim L'Chola Torah Kula, from the word Mishras that's written by Nazar, he learns the principle of Heter Mitzarif L'Isser, why we need the Mishnah to tell us that the various Isurim by Nazir are mitzarev to one another. In other words, if even Heter is mitzarev to an Isser, then of course, Kal V'Chomer, an Isser is going to be mitzarev with another Isser. The Gemara on Amud Aleph, on Lamed Ches Amud Aleph, is going to teach us about 10 different halachos that apply the shear of a Revius. Five of them apply by red liquids, and five of them apply by white liquids, and we're going to have a count which of those halachos apply in various cases. Five red cases of Revius, five white cases of Revius. So we'll see all of that. And then on Lamed Ches Amud Beis, we're going to continue with the discussion of the other items that were mentioned in brief in the Mishnah about the various types of grape products that a person can eat, and they are mitzaref to one another. How many sets of malkas one would be chayev if he eats certain parts of the grapes, and that's going to depend on whether you hold as a Man D'Amar that you're loke on lav shebechlolos or not. So we'll see all that, and then we'll finish up again with the discussion of all the things that we had in the Mishnah, what chartzen is, what zog is, and hopefully we are going to get to the Mishnah on the very top of Lamed Tes Amud Aleph. So again, we left off Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, four lines up from the bottom, last skinny line right in the middle. So, Amar Lay. So again, to set the table, we had a machlokas yesterday of Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim. Rabbi Akiva is the Man D'Amar who had learned from the word Mishras by Nazir, the principle of Heter Mitzaref Le'Isser. Because again, Rabbi Akiva had learned the principle of Tam Ke'Iker from Geulei of the Kachavim. The word Mishras by Nazir was open to teach me Heter Mitzaref Le'Isser. So on that Shita, the Gemara is going to ask as follows. Samarli Ravashi L'Rav Kahana El'Hod D'Tanya, we have a Raisa, Michal Asher Yasa Migefen Ayayin. It says in the Pasuk, Michal Asher Yasa Migefen Ayayin, Limeid al Isurei Nazir Sheh Mitztarfen Zeh Im Zeh. So we learn that the various Isurei Nazir are mitztaref with one another, meaning that if a Nazir has, let's say, half a kazayas of grape and half of a kazayas of wine, then those two half kazayasim are going to be mitztaref into a full shear of kazayas. The Nazir is going to be chayya for eating a kazayas worth of usur subject matter to him. But according to Rabbi Kiva, who learns the principle of Heter Mitztarif Le'Isser from Mishras, why do I need to learn that Isser is Mitztarif to an Isser? The Rabbi Akiva, two lines up now, Hashta Yishlomer Heter Mitztarif Le'Isser, Isser Le'Isser Miboy, isn't it a Kal V'Chomer? If something that's Mutter can combine with something that is Usser to form the full shear of a Kazayas, then certainly two things which are Usser can combine to form the full shear of a Kazayas. So says the Gemara, well, they're sort of different. So Amar Leh, Heter Le'Isser Bebas Achas. Heter is Mitzarif Le'Isser only when they are ingested simultaneously. So if you are eating the mixture of the bread soaked in wine together at the same time, then the Heter can be Mitzarif Le'Isser. However, Isser Le'Isser Afilu Bezeh Charzeh. However, the two Usser items can be Mitzarif to the Shir Kazayas, leading to Malkus, leading to a Chiyuv Karbon by a Nazir, even if they are eaten bezeh achar zeh, even if they're not eaten simultaneously, even if they're eaten one after another. Tosfos at the bottom of here says that's not a totally unqualified halacha. Of course, you could eat them as Erech Hazeh. However, they have to be eaten in the Shira Kedei Achilas Pras. So if they're eaten within the Shira where they can combine from a halachic perspective, they do combine. That itself is more stringent than the principle of Heter Mitzarif L'Isser, where they combine only if they are eaten actually simultaneously, exactly at the same time. All right, so last word on the line. So Rav Shimon, the less late Tziruf, and according to Rav Shimon, now flipping over to Lama Chesam and Aleph, so Rav Shimon, who doesn't hold from the concept of Tziruf, why doesn't Rav Shimon hold from the concept of Tziruf? So the Mefarish says, because Rav Shimon says that you are chayiv for even a kol shehu, that a nazir is chayiv if he eats even a minuscule amount of grape product, and the only reason why the kezayis shear comes into play at all is lechi of carbon. But again, we have been talking about the different usur items being mitzareif, but the different usur items being mitzareif is only relevant if you actually hold that you need a certain shear in order for the isur to take effect. But according to Rabbi Shimon, who says that you don't need Tziruf because you're chayav for a kol shehu, Michal Asher Yaseh my Darish Bey. What does he learn from Michal Asher Yaseh? So if you hold Tziruf, so we learn from Michal Asher Yaseh the principle of Tziruf. But if you don't need to learn Tziruf, what does he learn from Michal Asher Yaseh? So Amar Lecha, Hu Mi Boy Lei Liolam Ein Anazer Ad Sheyazer Mikulam. That Michal Asher Yaseh, he would learn that you're a Nazir, that you're not a Nazir until you're Nazir from everything. In other words, meaning, says the Mefarish, if you say Hareini Nazir Stam, if you say that I'm a Nazir, what it means is that you're a Nazir in all respects. You're a Nazir Lagabe Tuma, you're a Nazir Lagabe Tiglachas, you're a Nazir Lagabe Yayin. However, according to the Rabbanan, we saw this machlokas. I actually covered this daf. I think it was daf Gimel. It was like all the way in the beginning of the Masechta, where Rav Shimon says that you're not a nazir until you are yazir from everything. Some of the Mefarish over here gives the example that if you say Arani Nazir, which is true, that according to Rav Shimon, you can say Arani Nazir Stam. The thing is, if you are going to specify the various isurim that apply to you, then you're not a nazir unless you specify all of the isurim. So in other words, once you get specific, you have to say, I'm a nazir from wine, I'm a nazir from tiglachas, I'm a nazir from tumah, in order for the naziris to take effect. Whereas the chachamim say, so long as you say, I'm a nazir from grape products, then you're a nazir for everything. It doesn't matter. Rav Shimon is the one who says that you have to specify everything, and he learns that from Mikol Asher Yaseh. So that is how he learns that you have to specify everything. Says the Gemara now, three lines down. So Amar Ravavo, Amar Ravalazar, Kol Ravio Shabbatora, all Ravios Shabbatora, Ein Heter Mitztaref Le'isser. There is no principle of Heter Mitztaref. There is no principle of heter mitztaref l'isser. So what do we mean when we say kol raviyo shebetorah? So the Mefarish again explains, for example, a ravi is dam, which is metame ba'oel. So there is the concept of tumas oel. The concept of tumas oel says that if you're in the same oel, if you're in the same enclosed structure as a mace, then everything in that oel is going to become tame. So we know that tumas oel works not only if there's a full dead body, but also if there are certain key elements of a dead body. So for example, if there's Shedra of the Gulgolas, if there's Rov Minyan and Rov Binyan, if there's most of a dead body, if there's a Revias Dam of a dead body, of a dead person in an OL, that Revias Dam is Metame. However, that Revias cannot be Mitztaref with anything else. In other words, let's say you have half of a Revias of Dam and then half a Revias of water, or half a Revias of wine, or half a Revias of any other liquid. That's not going to be mitzaref, because when we say revias dam, then you need that actual revias dam. So that's the Mefarish explains what we mean in the Gemara when we say kol revias shabetorah. But in any event, most revias, all revias in the Torah, ain't heter mitzaref le'isser. We don't have this principle of heter mitzaref le'isser. Chutz miravias shebenazir, except for the revias shebenazir, sharei amra Torah mishras, because the Torah says mishras, and that's where we learn the principle of heter mitztaref li iser. Okay, so earlier Rabbi Avoa told us in the name of Rav Yochanan that lagabe the iser of nazir, heter is mitztaref li iser, and he said that sort of more broadly. Over here, he's getting a little bit more specific. He's saying that it's only by nazir that heter is mitztaref li iser leinyan shir revias. So previously he just said stam heter mitztaref li iser. Now he's saying heter mitzaref le'isser le'inyan revias. But of course, heter mitzaref le'isser always has to do with the inyan of the shir isser. So says the Gemara, "Mai ika bein Rav Yochanan and Rav Elazar? What's the difference between the sheet of Rav Yochanan, which was earlier, that only by Nazar is heter mitzarif le'isser, and Rav Elazar, who we have over here, where it says that only by Nazar is heter mitzarif le'isser le'inyin shir revius?" So you can ayud Rav Yochanan marbi afilu ochlin, Rabbi Elazar mashkenin midi achrini lo, that Rav Yochanan will include even ochlin, meaning, according to Rav Yochanan, the shear iser by Nazar is a kezayis, it's not a revius. According to Rabbi Elazar, the shear iser by Nazar is going to be a revius. And this is the machlokas between the Mishnah Rishona and the Mishnah Achrona that we already saw a couple of days ago, whether the shear by Nazar is going to be a shear of a kezayis or a shear of a revius. Okay, new topic. Says the Gemara in Avaitar at the two dots. So I'm a Rabbi Elazar. Eser Revio, saying there are 10 Revios. V'noket Rav Kahana biyadei, and Rav Kahana developed a handy memory aid, a mnemonic, Chamesh Sumakta, V'Chamesh Chivarta. Five of the Revios have to do with red liquids, and the Mefarish explains wine and blood, and five of them have to do with white liquids. The Mefarish explains that those are oil and water. So Chamesh Sumakta, the five Revios, which have to do with red. So the simon is, and again, this is like a memory device, so that it tells like a little story, like the Zichru type memory device, and then you'll remember what all these things are. So the simon is, Nazir v'yosa Pesach shahoru b'mikdash shumesu, that you have a Nazir and a guy who's bringing a Korban Pesach, who paskin the halacha and the Beis HaMikdash, and they die. All right, what in the world does that mean? So the mnemonic is as follows. Nazir, revius yayin, lenazir. The nazir is revius yayin, lenazir, that the shir iser by yayin, by a nazir, is a revius. That's like the Mishnah Rishona, who said that the shir is a revius, not like the Mishnah Achrona, who said that the shir is a kezayis. So the first is the revius yayin by nazir. Osa Pesach, what is Osa Pesach? The one who's making a Pesach. Diyama Ravi Yudam or Shmuel, Arba Kosos Halolu, Tzorich Sheyehe, Ba'en Kedei Revius, that the Dalad Kosos that you drink in the course of making the Korban Pesach, in the course of the Seder, you have to drink a revius of wine. Shehoru, that you paskin, Shasa Revius Yayin Al Yore. If you have a revius worth of wine, you're not allowed to paskin a halacha because of Shichrus. However, if you drink less than a revius, it's going to be okay. B'mikdash, that halacha is Shasa Revius Yayin V'nichlas L'mikdash Chayev, that there's an iser to go into the Beis HaMikdash when you are shasu yayin, when you have drunk wine, and that iser kicks in when you've drunk a revius worth of wine. Misa, chayamisa rather, your chayamisa, umesu, detanya, minayin l'revius dam, sheyotza mishnei mesim, sheyimitamim ba'ol. How do I know that if you have a revius wine, we just saw in the Gemara five lines earlier, that generally speaking, heter is not mitzaref l'isser except by nazir. And what do we mean, generally speaking, heter is not mitzaref l'isser? So we said that the Mefarish explained that we're dealing with a case of revius dam ba'ol, that if you have a revius worth of blood in a tent, then that revius worth of dam is going to cause the tumah to extend to everything that's in the ol. Now we're saying that the shir revius applies not only when the blood comes from one person, not only when the blood comes from a single dead body, but even if the blood comes from more than one dead body. Shimitami Boel, Shanemar, as it says in the Pasuk, Vial Kol Nafshos Mace Lo Yavo. So we darshan from the Pasuk, Kol Nafshos is Lashon Rabim, Mace Lo Yavo. And the Rush explains as follows, that Nefesh Nafshos is a remez to Dam, as the Pasuk tells us, Ki Adam Hu HaNefesh. So that already we darshan from the Pasuk. Now the Pasuk says, Al Kol Nafshos Mace, that on all nafshos mace, when you're dealing with blood, in order to get to the sheer mace, in order to get to the sheer miso, which is the amount of blood that a person would have to lose in order to kill him, which is a revius, it could be nafshos. It doesn't have to come only from one person. It could come from even two people. So that's how we know that the revius dam of a mace, that's metame ba'ol, can come from the tsuruf of two mesim, but the shear is going to be a revius. So those are the five cases of revius that apply by red liquids. And the Gemara now continues, v'chamesh chivarta, and there were five that apply by white liquids, and the simon is as follows. Chalas nazir umitzora, the chala of a nazir umitzora, shenifsulu b'shabbos, that became posel on Shabbos. And again, that's a memory device, it's a mnemonic. So the Gemara now explains as follows. Chalas What does a chalas mean? Or it means revius shemen lechala. It means a revius of oil for the chala. Which chala are we talking about? We're talking about the chala for the korban todah. So when you bring the korban todah, you have to bring 40 loaves. 30 of them are matzah, 10 of them are chametz, and of those loaves, there are some really thick ones, and the thick ones require a revius of shemen for the challah. So nazir revius shemen la nazir. Nazir is a revius shemen for a nazir. What nazir? And again, the Mefarish explains we're talking about the rekike nazir, the loaves of a nazir that you have to bring along with the karbanos at the conclusion of the nazirus. Mitzora revius mayim la mitzora. Mitzora means the revius of water that you need for a mitzora. Now, what are we talking about over here? We're not talking about a loaf. We're talking about where we at the conclusion of the mitzora ritual. It says in the pasuk, "Veshachat esatzipor haachas el kli cheres al mayim chayim," that you have to shech the bird al mayim chayim. And what you do is you pour from the blood of the bird into the mayim chayim, and it has to be a shear where the blood of the bird is still nicker. And what is that shear? How much water do you need? You need a revius of water. That's the revius mayim by mitzora. Shenifsalu detnan v'shar kol hamashkin tmeim. Postlin esagvia. That other mashkin tmeim, if you have a mashke which is tamei, a tamei liquid, postlin esagvia berevius. They passel a body Berevius. So this is a very weird lashon. Poslin esagvia berevius. So the Mefarshim explained the reason that it says poslin esagvia berevius is because tumas mashkin is only midrabanan, and therefore if you become tamei with tumas mashkin, you are not tamei to the extent that you could actually be mitamei other people. You are tamei only to the extent that you're tamei, but you don't have the ability to be mitamei other people because, again, tumas mashkin is only midrabanan. When you yourself are tamei but don't have the ability to be mitamei, that's what we call pasul, as opposed to tamei. Tamei implies that not only are you tamei, but you could transmit the tuma. Pasul means that you're tamei, but the tuma cannot be transmitted any further. How much liquid do you have to drink in order to take on this tuma b'drabanan? That is a revius. And b'shabbos, which was the last item, d'tnan v'shar kol hamashkin b'revius, that other liquids are b'revius, v'shar kol hashofchin b'revius, and other types of wastewater are with a revius. In other words, for hotzah, b'shabbos, the shear of atzah b'Shabbos, how much water, how much liquid do you have to carry in order to violate the isur of atzah on Shabbos? So that is going to be a revius. Okay, so this is the list of five different halachos where a revius applies by white liquids, by water or oil. Says the Gemara, v'su leka, are there no more? Va'ika merevius, notlun lo yadayim le'echad v'afilu l'shnayim. That if you have a revius worth of water, then that's enough water for a person to be yotze the mitzvah of netilas yadayim before a suda. Not only for one person to be yotze the mitzvah of netilas yadayim, but even for two people to be yotze the mitzvah of netilas yadayim. The Mefarish explains the chiddush is that even if after the first one is notel yadav, there's not a revius left over for the second guy to do netilas yadayim, still that's going to be fine. So says the Gemara, b'plukta lo kamayri. No, because we're not engaging in issues where there's a machlokas. And again, the Mefarish explains that itself is a machlokas. Only one mandiyamar holds that if you have a revius worth of water, two people are allowed to use it for netilas yadayim. The other mandiyamar says, which is really more bepashtas, no, you need, each person needs a revius. So if you only have a revius worth of water, and one person is going to be notel yadav, then the second person can't be notel yadav, because already by the second person, there's not going to be a revius worth of wine left. And we're only citing halachos which are undisputed, not halachos that are disputed. Says the Gemara, let me try again. Va'ika, but isn't there a case of hayamevi faili shel cheres, that the Kohen would bring a file of cheres, like a little test tube, if you think about it like that, of cheres made out of earthenware, v'nosin l'tocha chatzi lug mayim in a kiyar, and he would put a half a lug of water from the kiyar. This was for the May Sota ritual. Rav Yehuda amar revius, and Rav Yehuda says that you need a revius. So why don't we list this also, because Rav Yehuda is the one who says that over here the shear is a revius. Says the Gemara, I already told you, but plukta lo kamayri, because we're not bringing down cases where there is a machlokas. And over here, there's a machlokas, whether the shear is a revius lug or whether the shear is a chatzi lug. Says the Gemara, va'ika kama mayim nosin latocha, kol shu rav zakayom revius. How much water do you have to put in it? What's in it? So the Mefarish explains, in it means, let's say you have some meiraglayim in front of you. So if you have meraglaim in front of you, the halacha is that you're not allowed to daven, because you're not allowed to daven in front of excrement, in front of waste. However, if you dilute the meraglaim, then it loses its pungency, and therefore you're going to be allowed to daven in front of the meraglaim. How much water do you have to put in front of the meraglaim in order to daven there? So there's a machlokas. One man the amar says kolshu, the other man the amar says revius, and again we answer biplukta lo kamairi. I already told you, we are not engaging in any cases where there's a machlokas. Tosfos over here is bothered. You keep telling me beplukta lo kamairi. The avia I thought where Tosfos was going to go is, why do you have to ask the same question four times? We already told you that we're not engaging in machlokas. Tosfos doesn't ask that question. He says, I'll ask you a different question. If we're not bringing down cases that involve a machlokas, one of the cases of red liquid where the shears are revius was nazir. That revius yayin benazir. But that's a machlokas between the Mishnah Rishona and the Mishnah Achrona. Only the Mishnah Rishona said that it's a revius. The Mishnah Achrona says that it's a kazayas. So if you're not bringing down machlokas, how do we have nazir? So Tosfos says, no, the Mesorah was only that in the cases of the white liquid, we're not bringing down cases that are subject to a machlokas. In the cases of the red liquid, we can bring down cases that are subject to a machlokas. The Gemara tries one last time. Vayika mikvah. But isn't there a case of mikvah? Bar mihi de batlua rabbanan. So drop mikvah from the list because the rabbanan were mevatalit. Over here, there's a big machlokas mefarish and tosfos, what exactly this meant. There are two different ways to explain it. Let's first explain the mefarish and then we'll go to tosfos. So according to the mefarish, ba'ika mikvah, but isn't there a case of mikvah where there's a shir revius? And the mefarish says, the tanan, Rabbi Lazar Omer, revius mayim shu'uvin psulin es hamikvah, poslin es hamikvah, that if you have a revius worth of mayim shu'uvin, of drawn water, of still water in the mikvah, then it's going to passel the mikvah. So the shir mikvah, when it says in the Gemara that mikvah is revius, it means the shir of mayim shu'uvin to passel the mikvah is a revius. And then the Gemara answers, no, bar me'ayid batlua merabbanan. Forget about mikvah because the rabbanan were mevatalit. And the Mefarish explains, what does Batluam Rabbanan mean? That the Rabbanan came and told Rabbi Lezer, no, a shir revius of Mayim Shuvin is not going to passel the mikvah. The mikvah is not going to become passel unless and until you have at least three lugin of Mayim Shuvin. That's the way the Mefarish explains. Tosfos has a totally different limit over here. Tosfos says, aye, but there's a revius in the mikvah, meaning that a revius worth of water is sufficient to serve as a mikvah in order to be tovel very, very small kelim. So let's say you have a machat. Let's say you have like a little pin. So if you have a little pin, you don't need to be tovel the little pin in a whole mikvah of 40 saw. You can be tovel the mikvah in a mikvah of a revius bit of water, a tiny bit of water. So I mikvah, we have mikvah, not that the mikvah is puzzle with a revius of mayim shuvin. According to Tosfos, we have mikvah where the sheer mikvah for small kalim is going to be a revius, says the Gemara, bar miyahi debatle betule. Tosfos says over here in the bottom, peiris, she itzrichu arboim saw, afilu lamachtam vitsinoros, uva'adam li'olam boim mem saw lamikvah. That no, that they said, even for these tiny kalim, you still require a mikvah 40 saw, that there is no such thing as a mikvah of revius. Tosfos on Amud Beis, which continues on to Amud Beis, says that it is possible to be tovel a machat or a tsinoros in a revius worth of water, but it's only if you're tovel in a ma'ayan, in a running water. So it's got to be a very tiny stream of running water if it's only a revius. But he says that the principle of arboim saw applies only to a standing mikvah. It doesn't apply to a ma'ayan. So it is possible to be tovel machtan vitsinoros in less water than memsa, but if you have a traditional mikvah, then you need memsa. And that's why mikvah is not on the list, because the shir revius by mikvah was later abolished by the Chachamim. Whatever that means, we saw according to Rashi and Tosfos. Okay, so now turning over to Lamed Ches, Amud Beis, says the Gemara top line, Ve'ena chayev ela acheyochel menanovim kazayis. And you're only chayev, you're not chayev until you eat a kazayis worth of grapes and everything. Again, the Mishnah Rishona had said that the shear of wine is a revius, but the Mishnah Achrona had said that the shear of wine is a kazayis. Now, when we compare these two shearim, it's important to remember that the shear of revius is much larger than the shear of a kazayis. So says the Gemara, Satana Kama lo medami lahon l'chol isuri nazir l'shtia. The Tanakama does not compare all of the isuri nazir to shtia, because he says that by shtia the shear is a revius, By the other Isurim of Nazir, like by eating grapes, that shear is obviously going to be a kazayis, like all other shear achila. Rabbi Akiva is in the Mishnah Achrona, who says that the shear of Yayin is also a kazayis. Kivan d'chseva anovim lachem v'yaveshim lo yochal. He says, anovim lachem, moist and dry grapes, you are not allowed to eat. Ma achila kazayis, af kol isurim b'kazayis. So the Mishnah Achrona will learn, just like achila is a shear kazayis, so too all isurim nazir are going to be a shear kazayis. Tana Rabbanan. Now says the Gemara Vayter at the two dots about 6-7 lines down. So Anovim Lachem V'Yaveshim Lo Yochal. That it says Anovim Lachem V'Yaveshim. Both the dry and the moist Anovim you're not allowed to eat. Lachayev Alzeh Bifnei Atzmo V'Alzeh Bifnei Atzmo. To be Mechayev on for each one alone, you're going to be Chayev. Mikana Tadon L'Chol Yisurim Shebetorah. And from here we learn to all Yisurim Shebetorah. Makan Shu Min Echad Ve'Ein Shtei Shemos. That it's one min, they're both grapes, but they're two different categories of grapes, because there's anavim lachim and yaveshim. V'chayev al zeh b'fnei atzmo v'al zeh b'fnei atzmo. And you're going to be chayev individually on each one, and therefore you're going to be chayev twice if you eat both. Af kol shu min echad v'ein shtei shemos, chayev al zeh b'fnei atzmo v'al zeh b'fnei atzmo. So too, any other time you have an iser where there's one min, but two different types of subcategories, you're going to be chayev for eating each one, and therefore, if you eat both, you're going to be chayev for eating both. You're going to be chayev two. So la suye, it comes to include chamra chadati v'invi. It comes to include new wine and grapes. So what are new wine and grapes? So the Mefarish explains shafal pi shein min echad shi chadash mato kanavim. So new wine and grapes. So when we hear new wine and grapes, we don't think that that's the same min, right? Because grapes are grapes and wine is wine. But the Mefarish says no. Very new wine is mato kanavim. It's sweet like grapes. Hol v'shtei shemos yesh lain chayev al kolachas v'achas. So it is the same min, says the Mefarish. But because it's called different things, grapes are called grapes, and new wine is called new wine, you're going to be chayev for both. So Tosfos over here says that if you look at Tosfos Dibra Maskel Hachi Garcina, and it's about 5-6 lines into the widest lines, Hachi Garcina b'gemaro mikana tadon l'choli suri nazir chamra chadati v'invi. So similar to the Mefarish, the Zoom conked out. Okay, so hopefully we'll reconnect over there. So he says, like the Mefarish, even though the new wine and the grapes are, they taste alike, you're still going to be chayev on each. You're still going to be chayev twice because they are shtei shemos. Says the Gemara of Yim Tomar, typically the chamra chadati v'invi k'siv behedya b'kra, betray lavin, the k'siv miyayin v'sheichor yazir, umitargaminan mechamar chadat v'atik v'anavim k'siv. That in other words, that you don't need to teach me that the halacha... You got it? Okay, so thank you, Avi. So what we were saying over here is that we have if you ever have something where it's the same min but two different shemos but two different names, then you're going to be chayev on eating each one. And we learn it from Nazir where it says that if you drink new wine and grapes, you're going to be chayev on both. And the Mefarish and Tosfos has said that even though they taste very similar. And now Tosfos is bothered, and Tosfos Dibra Maskel Halchik Garcin, and it says, V'im Tomar, typically, Dechamra Chadati V'invi, Ksiv V'hedya B'kra, Betray Lavin, Dechsiv Miyayin V'sheichar Yazir. It says in the Pasuk, Miyayin V'sheichar Yazir. Yayin is something. Shechar is something, Metargaminan. And what is Yayin? What is Shechar? Yayin is Mechamar Chadit, new wine, Va'atik, Va'anovim, new wine, old wine, and grapes. So, V'yesh Lomar, D'i Mizar, Dime Yazir, if we only learn it from the word Yazir, Hava Mina Chadata Kagon Arba Yom, the Achar Shlosha Yomim, Shabbatzar, Ein Taimo Katama Novim, Aval Yayin Chadash Mamish, Emelo Machayev Elachada, Kamash Malon Not. So what Tosfos is saying is like this: there's new wine, and then there's new wine. So I might have thought when in the Pasuk it says Yayin, it says new wine, I might think that's only new wine that at least is 4 days old. So it doesn't taste exactly like grapes. But if you have new wine, which is mamish new wine, then it tastes so much like grapes, you're not going to be chayiv twice. Kamash Malan, you're going to be chayiv twice, because even though it's the same min, they're called different things. And because they're called different things, you're going to be chayiv for eating each one. Says the Gemara Navaiter. Amar Abaye, we're about halfway down. So, achal chartzon lokeshtayim. If you eat grape seed, you are going to be loke. You're going to be loke. You're going to be chayiv two sets of malkus. And why are you chayiv two sets of malkus? Because the pasuk says mechartzanim viad zog lo yochel, that you're not allowed to eat chartzon. You're not allowed to eat zog. And then it also says, Michol asher yas amigefen ayayin lo yochel. It says you're not allowed to eat from anything that comes from the grapevine. So chartzon and zug all come from the grapevine. Says the Gemara darshins that if you eat chartzon, you're going to get two sets of malkas. One because the pasuk told you explicitly don't eat chartzon. The other because the pasuk said don't eat any grape products. Achol zug lo kashtayim. Similarly, if you eat zug, if you eat grape skin, you're going to get two sets of malkas. One because the pasuk says don't eat grape skin. The second because the pasuk says michol asher yas amigefen ayayin. Says the Gemara now achol chartzon vizug lo kashalosh. If you eat chartzon and zog, then you're going to get three sets of malkas. One because the pasuk says expressly don't eat chartzon, another because it says expressly don't eat zog, and another because it says michal asher yas migefen ayayin. We have a general prohibition. So Rava says no, eina loka ela achas. You're only going to be loka once. In other words, you're only going to be loka once if you eat chartzon or if you eat zug. She'ina loka el alav shabachlalos, because you are not loka alav shabachlalos, meaning you're not loka for a general prohibition. Michal shayasa migefen ayayin is a general prohibition. We're only going to give you malchus for the specific prohibition. So if you eat chartzon, you're only going to get one set of malchus. If you eat zug, you're only going to get one set of malchus. If you eat chartzon and zug, you're going to get two malchus, because each one is written explicitly, but you're not going to get a separate malchus. You're not going to get an additional malchus for michal shayasa migefen hayayin. Says the Gemara Navaiter, Masav Rav Papa, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Nazir Shayeshosa Yayin Kolayom. If you have a Nazir who's drinking wine all day, in a Chayav Alachas, he's only Chayav one set of Malkas. However, Amar Lo Altesh Taltesh, if you keep giving him Asra and you say, don't drink wine, you're a Nazir, you're not allowed to drink wine, Vushosa, and he keeps drinking the wine, Chayav Akalachas Viachas, then he's going to be Chayav on each and every act of Shtia. Every time he drinks either a Kazayas or a Revius, whether we Paschal like the Mishnah Rishon or the Mishnah Akrona, he's going to get another set of Malkas. Achal anovim lachim v'yaveshim. If you eat fresh grapes, dried grapes, chartzanim, the grape skin, zog, if you chartzan, the grape seed rather, zogin, the grape skin, v'sachat eshkol shel anovim, and you eat a cluster of grapes, v'shasa, and then you drink loka chamesh, then you're going to get five sets of malkas. Says the Gemara, ihachi lulkishesh. If you are going to be loka alav shabachlolos, then you should add a sixth set of malkas for michal asher yase migefen ayayin. So isn't this a raya that you do not get malkas for alav shabachlolos? Because over here it was anavim lachim, viyaveshim, chartzanim, vizagim, and then you squeeze an eshkol shel anavim. So there are five different things. There's the fresh grapes, there's the dry grapes, there's the chartzin, there's the zog is four. They're squeezing the grapes to make juice and drinking it, that's five. But if you're also going to get malkas for the lav shabachlolos from michal asher yase, then when you do these five acts of achila, we should add the wild card malkas, and you should get the sixth set of malkas from michal asher yase. So luki sheish achas al michal asher yase. Says the Gemara, Tane v'shir. Nah, the Gemara is not being exact. Yes, you're right. You do get malkas for the lav shabachlolos, but the Gemara wasn't exact when it told me that you get five sets of malkas. Really, you're going to get more. Really, my shear, dai shear, in order to say that the Tana left something out, it's not mistaver to say that the Tana left only one thing out. Usually we say the Tana left more than one thing out. So what else did the Tana leave out besides the lav shebechlolos, besides the malchus on lav shebechlolos? Says the Gemara, shear lo yachal devaro. Also, you're going to get malchus because you have violated your word. Because Naziris is a type of neder, you violated your neder. You get malchus whenever you violate your neder. Says the Gemara, no, imishamai lav shiru, that's not really a leftover. That's not really an omission. Why? Kiktani midid lo asya beduchta achrini, lo yachal devaro, isa bin adarim. We're talking about malchus, which you're only chayev in the context of nazir. Loyachal Devaro is not something that's unique to Nazir. Loyachal Devaro is a type of Malkus, is a type of Isser, rather, that applies more broadly to Nedarim, not only to Nazir. And we're talking about Malkus for Isurim that apply only to Nazir. So Amar Le Ravina Me Parzakya Le Ravashi Fashir Debein Abinayim. Of course there's something left over. What's left over is from eating the actual grape. Because as we said earlier, when it says Micharzon V'Adzug, from the grape skin to the grape seed, which means basically from the outer portion of the grape to the inner portion of the grape. What is in between the outer portion of the grape and the inner portion of the grape? The grape, the actual pulp of the grape. So you should actually then have a sixth set of malchus for eating the pulp of the grape. So Amar Papa, lo tanya midi chamesh. Now, the reason that this is not a kasha is because the Braisa never said five malchios. The Braisa never said exactly how many sets of malchus you get. The Braisa simply said that you could get a lot of sets of malchus if you're going to eat a lot of different types of grapes, because even though it's the same general category, because each one is called a different thing, you're going to get a set of malchus on each and every thing that you eat. Says the Gemara, Vosovi Chamesh. But you're asking all these questions on the basis of the fact that the Braisa said five. Because the whole question is, oh, how can you say it's only five? You get the malchus for lav shebechlolos. You get the malchus for eating the pulp of the grape also. So if the Braisa never said five, why are you bothering him? And if it doesn't say five, why are you bothering him? I thought that when he had this list, it wasn't a tradition. He was stam calculating a list. He was formulating a list in his mind. And I thought, oh, if I could point out that you're also chaya for lav shebechlolos, if you're going to point out that you're also chaya for eating the pulp of the grape, then I might think he would have revised his understanding of the braisa. V'lo yadana d'gemari b'yadei v'lo haderbe. But I didn't realize that he had a tradition that this was the text of the braisa, that you're chaya only for these things, and that therefore he wasn't going to change his mind. The reason that he didn't change his mind had nothing to do with the fact that it said five. It didn't say five. The reason that he was asking all these questions was because we were trying to test, is it true that all your chayiv is for these things and nothing else? And because he held this as a firmly set tradition, he did not change his mind about the braisa. So just to finish up until the Mishnah, Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah Omer, Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah said, and over here this takes us back to the Mishnah, where we said that Rabbi Yehuda had said that Chartzanim are grape skins and Zog are grape seeds, whereas Rabbi Yossi was the one who held that Chartzan is the grape seeds and Zog is the grape skin. So Amar Rav Yosef, Kaman Mitargaminon, according to whom are we Mitargim? Mifortzanim v'ad Itzurin, from the seeds to the skin. That is Karav Yosi, because if the targum of Chartzan is Furtzanin, which are seeds, and the targum of Zog is skin, so when we say in the Pasuk, Mecharzan v'yad Zog, it means from seed to skin, not from skin to seed. Who's the Mandemar who said that Chartzan to Zog means from seed to skin? That's Rav Yosi. So this targum goes like Rav Yosi, that Chartzan is the seed, Zog is the skin. We'll stop here, and the rabbi is back from Florida tomorrow. He's going to pick up with the Mishnah on Lamed Tes Amud Aleph, God willing, tomorrow. Hope everybody has a wonderful day.